And the whole time, he's not talking. He's not telling me old stories. Yeah. I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there. He comes up with his word. It's a hat. That's his word, yeah. Hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it, like, way in the corner on that triple letter score.
Right.
The triple word, the red one you want to get to.
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have something, some relation to rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know, I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had a sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Woo!
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just freelancing the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I'm going to, like, I got to say something, you know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I got to say something, you know? So he puts a boot, you know, up on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards the triple letter. And he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here. And I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there. And then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is, I'm just saying. He goes, that fella goes out there, has to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what I made avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had there were no blanks. You know, the blanks in the game, and it's always good to use any letter, right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game. And I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that? You know, and throwing it away.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Bahrain is the latest Arab nation to announce it's agreed to normalize ties with Israel. President Trump today saying he hopes to broaden diplomatic efforts to fully integrate the Jewish state into the Middle East.
I am very hopeful that there will be more to follow. I can tell you there's tremendous enthusiasm on behalf of other countries.
The leaders of the countries involved are expected to take part in a signing ceremony next week at the White House. Health officials are conducting studies to determine whether blood thinners can prevent strokes, heart attacks, and other complications found in seriously ill coronavirus patients.
The National Institutes of Health is coordinating this study in hospitalized patients at sites worldwide, where blood thinners will also be tested on recovered patients. Another study will test various strategies against placebo pills in patients not sick enough to need hospitalization.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
September 11th. 2001.
Today we've had a national tragedy.
8:46 a.m. American Flight 11 crashes into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Evacuations begin.
Smoke is billowing out of the building from the upper floors of Tower 1. You can see the smoke for miles and miles.
No one above the impact zone will make it out. Calls to 911 overwhelm dispatchers.
Ma'am. Stay calm.
9:03 a.m. United Flight 175 slams into the South Tower.
There have been two explosions, one high on one of the Twin Towers, and then just a short while ago, another explosion. And now both of those Twin Towers are smoking. They are on fire.
Many head to the roof, hoping to be rescued. but the access doors are locked.
I'm gonna die, aren't I?
No.
Say your prayers.
Ma'am, say your prayers.
Oh, we're not
gonna
die.
I'm gonna think positive because you gotta help Ethel to get off the floor.
Trapped in unimaginable conditions, many jump to their death. 9:37 a.m. American Flight 77 crashes into the Pentagon.
And I saw the tail of a large airliner. It plowed right into the Pentagon just moments ago, within about 2 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
184 passengers and Pentagon staff are killed. 9:50 a.m. Reports surface that the airliners were hijacked.
The FBI looking into reports that one or both planes were hijacked before the crashes.
10:03 a.m. United Flight 93 crashes in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
We have just received word that a large plane has crashed in western Pennsylvania.
Passengers had fought back, and the plane never reached its intended target. None survive. At 9:59 a.m., the first tower collapses, followed 29 minutes later by the second tower.
These people were screaming, "Oh my God, oh my God," and I said, "What happened?" And they said, look, the tower collapsed.
An enormous cloud of dust and debris engulfs the streets of Lower Manhattan.
And there are people that are standing here crying, you know, with their morning cup of coffee, just looking at this. They just can't believe what they're seeing.
2,753 people in the towers and on the ground lose their lives. Only 23 are rescued from the rubble.
Think about them very much.
The victims include New York City firemen, police, and paramedics.
No day has been the same without you, but the memories of your smile and laughter will hold me and all who loved you for years to come. Love you.
Many victims' remains have never been identified.
My dad died on 9/11, but he is not gone. Just look at each of our faces, and you will see him shine through us every day.
We love you, Daddy.
September 11th, 2001. Rest in peace. We will never forget.
There are still stories that are coming out of that day all these years later that are so compelling. And I understand some people may not want to relive the nightmarish things that we would never have believed had we seen them in a movie theater first instead of New York City. It was just that improbable. In fact, in the days after 9/11, they reached out to Hollywood saying, nobody could have foretold this, so use your imaginations, come up with scenarios that we can actually think of and prepare for. But personally, in addition to the things that I remember most from that day actually began the night before on September 10th. Yes, this is a lame ass story alert. Janelle was home from school sick that day, so I went by to her mom's house to see her. And she had a, you know, light fever, wasn't anything too serious. And as I was visiting at their house, the sound of the ice cream truck came through her neighborhood. And she looked at me like, that make you feel better? Here, go get whatever you want. So she did. And I think it worked. I think she did feel better. She came back. The next day, she stayed home from school when it hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
So at 11 o'clock, the boss, we had gone with, we were carrying NBC Network at that time when it was respectable.
Okay.
And said, take a little time, bring your daughter back to the radio station if you want. So I decided to stop at a Subway sandwich place if she was hungry, because there was one right on the way. And she said, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I said, what are you doing? Watching TV. What are you watching? I got Nick on. So I was relieved because she was totally unaware of what was happening. I stopped and picked up the sandwich, and by the time I got to the house, she was hysterical.
Oh.
Their house was right off the the edge of a flight pattern of planes landing in Fort Lauderdale. You used to see them all the time circle around for their final approach. And she was convinced that a plane was going to come down and crash into the house. And so I sat her down and had probably the most important conversation I've ever had with my daughter. And I told her, look, they're landing all the planes. Nothing's going to be in the sky before too much longer. And I want you to come back to the radio station with me. The boss suggested it, and she said, I'll be okay. Which I chose not to debate with her. I said, you got my number, pick up the phone and call. Mm-hmm. We'll come and get you if you feel anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back to the radio station, and we did breaks at the top and bottom of every hour right up till 7 o'clock. Got a game plan together for the next day, Wednesday morning. I reached out, got a couple of good therapists that I had worked with but were also friends, a man and a woman, and they came in, one to specialize in how to help kids get through this, to understand it. And the guy, a guy named Gary Battaglino, he came in, and I said, do you think the NFL will play this weekend? He said, no, it's too soon. It's going to take a few days. He was right. The NFL, later that same day, said they were canceling that weekend's games. And everything shut down.
Right.
And after the planning session, I walked out to my car. And it's almost, I have some writing skill. I've never been able to quite capture the depth of the silence. This is Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Our station is on one of the busiest roads anywhere in the state of Florida, with a traffic flow that's literally continuous 24 hours a day. People coming and going from I-95 and all parts. It's sort of like the center of the South Florida universe. And you couldn't hear a thing. Everybody was home. I think, and I had about a 20-minute drive back to where I was living then, and I think I maybe counted 6 or 7 cars the whole trip. I remember when I went to visit Janelle to bring her the sandwich. Everywhere I looked, I saw police cars. They must, the local police, sheriffs, they must have ordered every car out.
I think so.
To create a presence of reassurance.
Yeah, safety.
I had never seen that many police cars out at one time that were just out making themselves known. And the sound of my shoes on the asphalt pavement of that radio station parking lot seemed like they were about 20 times louder than
I bet.
Yeah.
You're probably the only noise being made was you walking.
Yeah. And just as I'm putting the key into the door of the car to open it up, I heard the sound of an ice cream truck in the neighborhood adjacent to the radio station. And that took me back almost exactly 24 hours previous. It was the first sign that, yes, as awful as this is, and as long as it's going to take to accept and process and everything else, life will resume. We will get back to normal. And the story I wrote about that day was called The Bells, because 9/11 started on the night before for me. And the other thing, you know, we talked about this on TV this morning. September 11th, up until 8:46 in the morning, was the dullest news day of the year. I mean, there was nothing.
Wow.
Top story on the wires, Michael Jordan's pending unretirement in 3 days. And one of my newscasts, there was a limo that was involved in a nasty wreck on I-95. And I said, this is not the limousine that was expected to take Michael Jordan to his unretirement press conference in 3 days. So no worries. Crazy time.
Wow.
5:15. I was talking to Eddie outside about, he asked about my MRI. Got a torn meniscus. Doctor prescribed infusion and visit the laser machine, which I'm doing on Tuesday. Laser helps stimulate healing. It helps remove pain, too, and it's very fast and effective. Jay has experienced laser.
Yeah.
You get an ache, you know, out of nowhere. Maybe you slept funny or whatever.
He had that whole shoulder deal, so that he could move his shoulder.
Right, and it fixed him up in one session. You don't feel a thing. You just sit there. They target the area with the laser, and that's it. And you start to feel better. It sends the blood to where it needs to go. Cryotherapy for instant pain relief and an energy boost. And among other services at Infusion, something I'm doing on Monday, which is CryoSkin 3.0. And that's a device that basically destroys the fat underneath your upper epidermal level. Hello? You don't feel any pain. It's totally comfortable.
Hi.
And in one session, in 1 half-hour session, they can knock an inch off your waist.
Wow.
They can also target hard areas to, you know, like love handles, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. They can work on specific parts or cellulite or upper arms, whatever it is you want to work on. Talk to Ryan Turner about it, and they'll get you set up at Infusion, along with all the other great services they offer, like IV vitamin therapy. 296-1662, 296-1662. I know they're open from 9 to noon tomorrow morning. And call, at least, and maybe set something up for the week ahead. Or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Time's running out to win $1,000 a day for life from Publishers Clearing House. Enter at PCH.com and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 a day for life on October 31st. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. As we continue to watch the radar closely, all of a sudden we're watching future developments in the Gulf of Mexico. We could see a tropical depression or a tropical storm heading for the northern Gulf Coast later on this weekend. For now, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms well into the evening hours, possibly overnight. Low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, again, a generous supply of showers and storms. They'll be scattered to numerous both days with highs around 90. Same deal Monday. And you can stay on top of tropical developments in the Gulf of Mexico by getting our free weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Getting lots of calls about a traffic situation.
Northern Boulevard, an overturned RV at the Louisville exit. It's blocking all eastbound traffic. It's all being diverted to the Louisville exit.
Oh, that's...
Avoid that area, if at all possible.
You know, as long as you're down that way by the Louisville exit, take it and go to Capital Oyster Bar.
Yeah.
Then you might as well.
Because that's the exit. Yeah. You ain't going anywhere for a while. Go down there and see our buddy and have some good food. All right. We got that. We'll get an update from Wendell in a minute. We haven't redeemed the winning word yet, but I got to clear the phone. So we're going to take these in order of last one first. So we start with Wayne.
Good afternoon, Mr. Gregg.
Hi.
Hey, isn't it interesting that we're memorializing a day where the biggest threat to America was Middle Eastern terrorists?
Yes.
And today, biggest threat to America is the Democrat Party.
Without question.
And,
there's no doubt about it.
And notice I did not say Democratic Party.
No, Democrat.
I wish we could change that nomenclature because they're not Democratic.
Not at all. They're.
And then on the NFL deal, a couple of questions. Are they exempt from social distancing and mask wearing? And if not, if they're wearing masks,
as long as they embrace the right social justice causes,
right?
No problem.
The corona doesn't.
Exactly.
Go.
It's like that bitch. I mean, that governor in Michigan, who said, "Well, high school athletes and college athletes have to wear a mask, but pros don't." Somebody take that woman out, please. And,
thank you.
And put her in a jacket that zips up.
There's so much arbitrariness, if that's a word. That's so arbitrary.
It's rules for thee and not for me.
It's there laughable. You go.
It's no more complicated than that. Thank you for the call, Wayne. David Grimes.
Hello.
Hey, David.
To echo what he just said, you'll never hear Donald Trump or Tory King say Democratic. They'll say Democrat. It kills me when they do that. But what I called about had to do with the 9/11. A quick story. I had an appointment with an attorney, a female attorney, 11 o'clock that morning.
Mm-hmm.
When all this happened, I was shaving, okay? And I was stunned. I was totally, totally stunned. And I called at 10:30, and I called this lady, and I said, "Ma'am, I'm gonna have to postpone my appointment." "Why?" I said, "Because of what happened in New York." She said, "Well, so what's that got to do with me?" And I said, "Well," she said, "I was buying some life insurance." I said, "Well, ma'am, I really can't do anything. I mean, I'm sorry, but I can't do anything." She said, "Well, if you want to do business with me, you call me back later." Well, needless to say, I didn't call her back later. But I mean, that's the idea that to me that, and I had to say that, I won't say that she's a Democrat because I'm not going to say that on radio. But anyway, the thing is that is amazing to me that somebody would have that much lack of feeling. But it stunned me, and I couldn't do anything. Anyway, I just thought I'd pass that on.
I'm glad you did, David. Thank you
for
calling
call,
us on this Friday. We appreciate you, man. Kenny from Maxwell.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good. How you doing, Kenny?
Doing fine. You know, I grew up in twice a day Westchester County, so we used to go to field trips down in New York City. One of the field trips we went on, probably NBC, CBS, whichever one of the studios. So we're walking along, and they had this whole area boarded up. We didn't know what was going on. We looked in this big hole in the ground, and we see the signs that said Future Hall, Future Home of the world's tallest buildings, Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm.
And think like, wow. But like you, the day it happened, I got an email from a friend, and they said a plane just hit one of the buildings. So I'm like you, and I'm thinking, well, it's probably foggy.
Yeah.
When I turned the TV on in this beautiful, this beautiful sunshiny day, and I'm thinking, okay, something's not making any sense.
Right.
How could a plane hit one of the towers in a bright sunny day?
Right.
And while I'm watching, of course, you see the second plane come and hit. It's just one of those things that you're sitting there and you can't believe what you're seeing. And, I mean, even now, whenever I go up there, because now they've replaced, with Tower 1. But
yeah.
We had to go to work on base that day, and they shut everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so eerie. We're open 24 hours. You couldn't hear a jet, nothing. Everything was so quiet.
Yeah.
But anyway, one of the other things I wanted to remind you of or mention was the great service I got during the holiday this past Monday from Clark's because I had a plumbing leak in my front yard.
Oh.
And I called the guy and I said, "It's not really an emergency, but you could probably wait." And he says, "Look, I'm finishing up on another job. I'll be there right after that." So I did all the digging. We found the leak. And he said, "Normally I would charge this much, but since you've done all the labor, how about, like two and a quarter?" And I said, "That's fine." So he got ready to leave, and he said, "Are you a veteran?" And I said, "Yes, I am. I've been a Clark Club's member, thanks to Greg and his show." And he said, "Have we ever given you anything?" And I said, "No, I didn't know they were supposed to give me anything." So he goes to his truck, and he comes out with this coin. and it's from Clarks, and it honors, you know, all the, you know, active and retired, you know, military people. And I thought, and that's real classy.
Yeah. It is.
Wow. So once again, that's one of your sponsors, you know, that I'm so happy that I have them. And, of course, Food Outlet is my place to go at least for three or four times a week.
I will be there Sunday morning.
Yeah, I'm up in Millbrook, so I don't get to see you at the other one. But I know somebody I work with has actually seen you on the Coliseum Boulevard one, I think, on Sunday. So,
I am there. Last year I was there 51 Sundays. I only missed one.
Is it you and several ladies that shop around the store together, or do you have like a group of shoppers that you meet and shop with?
Yeah, my fan club gathers in front of the store.
Yeah, they're following. Anyway, you guys have a great weekend.
They carry me through the store on their shoulders.
Yeah, that's right.
And I just tell them what to pick up and put in their purses. Randall.
Hey,
Randall.
Until this fire out in California and Washington, what them helicopters did, I've never really thought about. You know, they said they got up right to the top of the building and the door was locked. That's why they couldn't make it out. And as long as all that went on, as much smoke is out in California and all them ambers, if you compare them, it really, I mean, I don't know. I'd almost say California was maybe a little rough. I don't know. Do you think that they, I mean, do you think someone could have been saved with a helicopter?
The heat rising up at that altitude from the building would have made that impossible. We were speculating about that as it was going on, and somebody with expertise in that ruled that out immediately. In California, they were able to do it at ground level and use night vision and so forth to navigate the smoke. They rescued 200 people. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's what made me think. I was like, but... And then the door being locked, just kind of keeps going. I mean, nobody ever made it to the top of the building that day.
I don't know anybody that was above the
we'll never know.
Planes hit.
We'll never know who tried to get up there, but there was no way for anybody to land and pick them up.
Yeah.
Too much heat rising. It would have made, there would have no doubt have been a helicopter crash.
Been more lives lost.
That California thing, though, boy, that was amazing. That's what made me just second guess myself.
Randall, right, thanks for the call,
man. Good evening, y'all.
Take care, Randall.
Brought it up. All right, we got a traffic situation.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had a minor accident a few minutes ago. This is going to be on East Chase Parkway right at Chantilly Parkway. We're seeing a lot of congestion leading up to that intersection. Hopefully, they're going to get that out of the way for you pretty quickly. May already have, there is a good bit of backup there, though. It'll take you a couple of minutes to get out on Chantilly. Around the boulevard, we are light to mostly moderate traffic. I-65 and 85 heavy through downtown Montgomery at the interchange. A lot of cars on the road this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. If anything else happens, we'll let you know about it right here. Although a lot of people are working from home, accidents still happen. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
I have something that nobody else can say, like the 16 kids. You know, who else can say that they were with the president on September 11th? That's our age. No one. And that's on honor, obviously. But in that moment, I think we all matured maybe a little bit because, you know, we had to see something so tragic like that actually happen. You watch his face and you hear about his face and people talk about his face, but to actually see it kind of makes it a little bit more real.
You know, it's interesting. Trump has made the point that he did not want to initiate a national panic, but they're saying, well, you lied.
How did he lie, Greg?
Bush, that day in the classroom, has been criticized because, why? He didn't jump up and not said, we're under attack! Everybody run for cover! It's amazing, man.
The last good lie I got from a president was, you can keep your doctor.
Whoa.
Won't have to change doctors.
Yeah. Save $2,500 a year, too.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Donated to the Democrats. Barbara.
Good afternoon. Can I tell you a little story after 9/11?
Please.
We had a trip planned, a bus trip, you know, big Greyhound bus trip to New York. And we decided not to cancel. We went ahead and went up there. And I have never been so depressed and so sad of anything in my life. It was the saddest thing. Everywhere you look, there was a piece of paper with a phone number on it and a picture trying to find individuals.
Yeah, I was there, gosh, it was about the following summer, so it had to be at least 9 to 10 months, somewhere in that range. And those murals were still posted up everywhere, pictures of the missing. You see that on TV, and it hits you. But when you see them with your own eyes, it's even more gut-wrenching, especially when I saw where the buildings, where the rubble was cleared.
Yeah.
But when you see it in person and you look into those giant holes and realize that two skyscrapers came down there in the same day from two separate jets, it's a totally different experience. I can't imagine what that was like for anybody in Manhattan that day who saw it.
Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable. And we took the ferry to the Statue of Liberty, and of course we couldn't go in it, but we could see the rubble was still there. It was still smoking. It was unbelievable. Like you said, you see it on TV and it's heart-wrenching, but to actually see, I still don't have words to describe it, but I'm never, ever sorry that I actually went there, because it makes you appreciate where you live and what's happening.
Barbara, thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Ben.
Good afternoon, Greg. I noticed you mentioned the Michael Jordan story as, you know, being the top story, you know, in the sports world. But do you remember what the national news was on September 10th?
Not really.
Chandra Levy and Gary Condon.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
The California congressman and the intern that got killed in Rock Creek Park in Maryland.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember that.
Well, that's it, sir. Yep.
Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
It is rocking and rolling outside the studio right now. Just who predicted that?
That would be the Greg Boudel.
That's right. That's that storm that we saw. It looked like somebody had detonated a bomb over Tuskegee. And guess what? That bomb is moving through this area now. Let me just look at the future radar here.
I want to go with
future
radar.
We're actually getting hit from north and south. That's become a long line. So just about anybody in the city is going to see some rain over the next few minutes. And then behind that, not so much. But tomorrow morning, make sure you're listening to Saturday Morning Live with me, Eddie Bader, Rosie Brock, and the Seth Spotlow Experience, because we got a tropical situation we have to watch.
Amazing.
Just amazing. You know what else is amazing? The winning word of the day, and I'll take that right now. Caller 7 at 272-9228. We gave it out this morning. Redeem it now for lunch for two at Wing Fingers.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We'll try to do this as quick as we can. Northern Boulevard eastbound, if you're exiting off of I-65 onto Northern Boulevard headed to Jackson Ferry, let's say, we have an accident past Louisville Street. A truck pulling a camper that hit another vehicle. The camper overturned. The road is blocked. They are beginning to move people off the Northern Boulevard on Louisville Street to get around this accident. If you were planning on taking Northern Boulevard from 65 this afternoon, take a different route. It's going to be a while before they get that lane opened up inbound. Also, over on East Chase Parkway, we've got an accident right at Chantilly Parkway. Emergency vehicles on the scene, but there is a tremendous backup. One-lane traffic on East Chase Parkway to Chantilly. Might want to take an alternate route out of Chantilly this afternoon as well. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet safe at home and in designated areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585, 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's get a winner. You're caller one. Thanks for trying. Caller two. Thanks for trying. You're caller three. Try again quickly. You are caller four. Try again quickly. Caller five. You are caller six. You missed by one. Try again Monday. And who do we have here?
Hello?
Yes, your name, please.
John.
Gun?
John.
Okay.
All right, John.
Yeah.
We got a question for you, John.
What is today's winning word?
Today's winning word is champion.
You're a winner.
All right. Way to go. Lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. Bob was saying, hey, man, it's time to go back to work downtown and try Wing Fingers. Bo Holt loves it. He's been there.
Oh, yeah.
He goes there like two or three times a week because they're good. Grilled or breaded or in sandwich or salad or however. You have them a bunch of different ways along with a beverage and a side. And you could take a friend with you and park for free underground at the RSA headquarters building at 201 Union. Hang on. And you are a winner. We're hoping we'll get a buzz from Jay Quellen shortly.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated real estate market report. It's good news for the River Region again. 3,500 homes have sold and closed in our area in the first 8 months of 2020. And these homes have ranged from $180,000 up to $300,000 and an average sales price. Our supply of listed properties is very low for this time of year because homes are not staying on the market as they used to. 40% of our sales are created by first-time home buyers, and current interest rates are hovering at 3% or below. What this means to the area residents, good time to buy or sell. If you price your home right, it will sell. And at this time, if you buy now, the payments per month will be a lot less than they would have been even last year. For all the details and updated property report for your house, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we continue to watch the radar closely, all of a sudden we're watching future developments in the Gulf of Mexico. We could see a tropical depression or a tropical storm heading for the northern Gulf Coast later on this weekend. For now, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms well into the evening hours, possibly overnight. Low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, again, a generous supply of showers and storms. They'll be scattered to numerous both days with highs around 90. Same deal Monday. And you can stay on top of tropical developments in the Gulf of Mexico by getting our free weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're thinking about him now as a storm comes raging through Montgomery.
He's watching the trees, he's watching the breeze. Likes cheeseburgers without no cheese. Knows the birds and bees, what makes you sneeze, and when it might freeze. Got a boyish face, a dog named Chase. He chased that dog all over the place. On radio now, but was on TV. He's a local forecasting star.
Incorrigible.
Folks jump up and down and they shake their fists when they see their favorite meteorologist. All the girls get a look when he's on Facebook. Jesse J and Greg and me, we all agree he's a weather celebrity. Ow! Richie T!
Wee-wee.
It's Richie T.
That's kind of funny.
He's your weatherman. Give him a hand. It's Richie T.
I wish this show went to 10.
And we heard from Rich just after 4 o'clock. And I just texted Goose. I said, it looks like we're both going to be affected by the same storm.
Mm-hmm.
Almost identical pattern. Thank God it's not identical strength to Andrew.
Right.
But it's going to cross the southern. And my daughter has been dealing with a... She needs a new roof.
And I got a guy.
You do?
I got a guy. You need a roof? I got a guy.
How do you got a guy for a roof in Florida when you're
Don't worry
here?
About it. Give me your address.
It's
I got
like
a
talking
guy.
With Tony Soprano. You need a roof?
I got a guy.
I'll take one off this house
That's
and put
right.
it on your kids.
I got a guy who owes me some money. He'll take that roof and then put it over there.
There you go. That's how it works. Waiting to hear from Jacqueline Tomlinson. We have been communicating all day. She delivered 4 key lime pies to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. And we appreciate that.
They look very excited to receive those pies.
And our friend Timberwolf is communicating with him today. He's going to take care of Prattville.
Sweet.
Police and fire.
Wow.
He wants 6 on Tuesday. Maybe 2 weeks in a row. I'm not sure. If you're interested, let me tell you something. You see that the pies, my pies are getting mentioned in.
Yeah. Well, Lunch of the Gump?
Lunch of the Gump? That's pretty good.
That's really good.
And I dropped a couple off at Hamburger King today, and I said, hey, you know, if you really like them, let's get them on the menu.
Yeah.
All right, we're good to go with you for Tuesday, then. Tomorrow morning, we will be here live as we are on Saturday.
That's right.
Tomorrow will mark exactly 6 months.
Wow.
Since
That's hard to believe.
That is.
Or it'll be the end of, it's number 26. So if you look at the week following, and, you know, I just received some communication from Bob, and he, like other business owners, they're getting killed, meemaw, with the safer at home bullcrap.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Stop it. Come out. You don't have, October 3rd is not written in stone. End it now. End it now. Or you're going to be looking at tax deficiencies, additional welfare, unemployment, Medicaid obligations because you waited too damn long.
And mental health.
Stop it.
The longer
oh my
it's
God.
Like that, the mental health.
The suicide rate
right.
nationally. Forget it. People are losing everything because of something that according to the CDC, exclusively. The death toll exclusive to the flu, 60,000.
Mm-hmm.
Death toll exclusive to COVID, 10,000. But they give you this, it's all by design, friends. Please understand. When they're announcing these, the death toll in America is approaching 200,000. They're doing that so they can throw that number at Donald Trump.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with reality. Ah, look who's joining us.
Yay.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Hey.
We were just talking about your good deed today.
Oh, yeah.
Such a
it
nice
was, they were very appreciative of the key lime pies.
I'm so glad to know that.
I told them, smile, damn it. Smile, look
happy. And Eddie and I were just having a conversation off the air about women that have the gift to make you, I don't want to use the word submit, that sounds too naughty.
I'm just bossy. Let's be honest with ourselves.
There we go. I'm good with that. Strong woman.
But you know what? When people are in a crisis, as they are often in a divorce, whether they were just blindsided by it or it's finally opened up and it's time to end it, they need a leader.
Yes.
You know, who can tell them, this is what you got to do.
Yeah, we're getting it done.
I don't want, you know, when I'm in a situation like that, I don't want somebody to give me 25 maybes.
No.
I want black and white answers. I want to know what's at risk, what, you know, what are the options, and that's it. Thank you.
Well, I'm watching Jake Willen handle a friend of mine right now, and
is it a difficult person?
Yes. And you are doing the most wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
You really are. This person really needed our help, and you really stepped up, and I really appreciate it.
Well, good. I try. So, how's everybody's 9/11?
Well, we have a different situation brewing at the end of the day here. Rich Thomas called us from the Gulf. He's at Orange Beach. And there's a storm that's cutting across the southern Florida peninsula. It's not going to be a hurricane. Could have a name. And after it crosses the peninsula, it's heading up this way. Just like Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent a note to Goose saying, hey, I think we're going to be dealing with the same storm pretty soon, but I haven't heard back.
Oh, well, I hope it passes fairly quickly because I will be driving down there next Wednesday.
Oh,
yeah, I think this is going to be a fast mover. Mm-hmm. Sort of like I was when I was in my 20s.
Better that you said it than I did.
No, I was never a fast mover.
Okay.
It was the way women reacted to me.
Oh, they were fast?
I made them fast.
There was something they were quick to exit? Yes.
Can we change the topic now?
Sure.
Something else. Oh, I know what I wanted to get for you. And because we're almost out of time for the afternoon, my goodness, 5:47. You were in high school on 9/11.
I was a senior in high school.
Ooh. And how did that day unfold for you?
So I remember, it's like, you know, when my mom and stuff would say, like, I remember I was when JFK got shot. That's kind of like that moment. I'll never forget, I was in calculus class. It was like first or second period, and we had like a morning show every morning.
Yeah.
And I remember the TVs were on, and we were all kind of like not in our lesson yet. And it came across like the World Trade Center's just been hit. And everybody was kind of confused at first. Like nobody really thought what was going on. And then we watched live, because now we had the TVs on, you know.
Right.
We watched live the second plane hit the second tower.
As a class?
Yeah, like live, sitting there.
Wow.
Like, what in the world is going on? And then at that point, I mean, it was all I remember is it being like pure pandemonium, especially being in South Florida with a lot of New York ties.
Yeah. Sure.
So we had a lot of people who had family members that were first responders, people that had family members that worked in one of the towers. So there was just a lot going on. And I remember them coming across the intercom at some point that morning and saying, we're under attack. If you have the means to leave, you're free to go. If not, please contact your parents and have them come check you out. And they dismissed school.
Wow.
And we ended up I had a car at that time, so I like drove home, and I remember just being like in a state of what's going on.
Yeah.
Like kind of shell shocked, you know.
Sure.
And then watching it unfold that evening, and that's when I first recall like a 24-hour news cycle, you know.
Yeah.
When I was aware of it, it was just for days. And then, you know, President Bush and everything that came from that and the speeches, and I mean,
yeah,
that's where I was.
That I think that day, first of all, that was the day I decided, because like so many parents who had kids in school, same area, you know, where mm-hmm. you went to school, I wanted to make sure I could get a hold of my daughter anytime there was an emergency. Mm-hmm. So I immediately got us all cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
I had one for a while, and I gave it up because I was trying to be economical, but after that, I just didn't see the point. Actually,
yeah, it was just one of those things where I think that was the first time that we realized how important it was to be able to get in touch with your loved ones.
Yes,
and I mean, even today, like, I'll be honest with you, we are still very shell-shocked from 9/11, and my husband and I had a conversation this morning. We always have an exit strategy or a plan in general, but today being 9/11, it makes you have a heightened sense of just reality. And I said to him, I said, you know, I hate 9/11. What do we do if something happens today? And we have a plan as a family as to if there was another attack or there was something that would happen, what would we do? And I think it's important for everybody to kind of be forward thinking about that. How would you get your kids? If cell phone towers didn't work, how would you be able to get in touch with your loved ones? What's your plan?
If, you're absolutely right about
if
that.
If you can't, you know, what would you do? And that's what we have a plan. So I know what we would do. I won't share it on air because it's my plan.
Right.
Survival of the fittest.
Sorry about your luck.
Good luck, guys.
I have high confidence in your survival skills, Jacqueline.
Oh, yeah. In like, I'm cutthroat. Like, we're throwing down.
Well, she is a lawyer, so.
Yeah. Like, I'm scrappy.
Hey, but that's why she makes a great advocate.
Yes, she does.
You don't want somebody whimpering and simpering in the corner like my guy years ago cost me.
But it's one of those things, like when it comes to my family and, you know, my clients for the most part, they do in a weird sense become like my family. Like I get invested in these people's situations.
I've seen it up close and personal.
And the thing with women, especially powerful women like yourself, they become mother bears. And you just don't mess with a mother bear.
And sometimes you have to be really honest with people and say, like, okay, like, you're not capable of handling this. Let me help you. Like, you have to trust me that I'm not going to let you do anything stupid.
Right.
So, but yeah, everybody should have an exit plan.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Got some homework.
Yeah.
Not just in your marriages.
All right.
I'm just saying. Hey, we live in Montgomery. You guys need to be realistic. We've got Gunner and Maxwell here.
Yes.
So if you think for 1 second that we're not on a target somewhere, you're kidding yourself.
You know, it's funny you say that, Jacqueline, because I live up in Titus, and there's this little obscure radar station that sits out in the middle of a corn or cow pasture. And on 9/11, there were more sheriff cars in front of that thing.
Right.
And it was the first time that we really realized, hey, something's up with that thing. That's not just a little generator over there. There's something up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you need mother bear-like advocacy, we got just the team for you.
That's Dana
Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, and Delkin Tomlinson, 819-4810-divorceformenalabama.com. Oh, and this?
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
But I think you can figure it out. Jacqueline, have a great evening. Say hi to your husband. Kiss Stevie, and we will... Hey, if you're up early tomorrow, we'll be here.
Call us?
Yeah.
I probably will. Hey, Rosie.
Hey.
All right, guys. I'll chat tomorrow.
All right.
Bye, girl.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
I am Disinfector.
What's with him?
I told him flu shots gave us a superpower against germs.
CVS is your one-stop shop for immunity support, from hand wipes to vitamins that are third-party tested to confirm they meet our high standards.
Take that, germs!
Plus, get a $5 off $20 shopping pass when you get a free flu shot. Visit CVS today. No-cost flu shots with most insurance. Restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com and CVS.com/tested for details.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a language today. That's Babbel.com.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at BlessingSCS.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
All right. Come back here tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock because we'll be back. Me and Rosie Brock, Eddie Bader, and Seth Spotlow for Saturday Morning Live. We're going to wrap up this show with the list of those who fought back, the first frontliners in the war on terror on Flight 93. We'll see you in the morning.
Christian Adams.
Lorraine Bay.
Todd Beamer.
Alan Bevan.
Mark Bingham.
Deora Bodley.
Remember their names. These are the passengers and crew of United Airlines Flight 93, an ordinary flight taking off from Newark, New Jersey, on an ordinary Tuesday morning, bound for San Francisco. Only, they never reached their destination.
Sandra Bradshaw.
Marion Britton.
Thomas E. Burnett, Jr.
William Cashman.
Georgine Corrigan.
Remember their names. Theirs was not the first bloodshed when America was hit with a sneak attack on September 11th. But because they were not the first to die, the people of Flight 93 became the first to be able to fight back.
Jason Dahl. Joseph DeLuca.
Patrick Driscoll.
Edward Felt.
Colleen Fraser. Remember their names. Even as they were being hijacked, they called their loved ones and the authorities to let them know what was going on. And when they learned the terrible fate of the other hijacked planes, the men and women of Flight 93 did what Americans have always done when making tough life or death decisions. They took a vote.
Andrew Garcia.
Jeremy Glick. Lauren Grancolas.
Wanda Green.
Donald F. Green.
Linda Gronland.
Remember their names, for that may well have been the bravest exercise in democracy our nation has ever seen. The people of Flight 93 voted to take